I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, school's out for the summer, and our kids have a ton of time on their hands. How are yours spending their summer months? Hopefully, you're getting them outside, and we'll talk a little more about the importance of that coming up. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. We as adults have a mission, and that mission, as Scott Warner at DNR explains, is to groom the next generation of hunters, anglers, and conservationists.
You know, we're talking middle of summertime, and kids are probably laying on the couch, and so we're encouraging parents to get those kids outdoors, visit a local state park, one of the wildlife management areas, and let them see what the state has to offer. And hopefully what we're going to be able to do is encourage them to get involved in hunting and fishing down the road. But if they're not, then hopefully we'll at least encourage them by educating them on the importance of conservation, wildlife management, and ecology.
And there's a reason we need to do that. Certainly we always want hunting and fishing to be viable pursuits into the future. But remember, these are the ones in 20 to 30 years who are going to be making the decisions about wildlife management.
You know, our goal, which is sometimes unrealistic, but it's still our goal, is for everybody to become a hunter and angler, because we definitely know they're going to become a conservationist and they're going to be good land stewards. But we also realize that the reality of that is not everyone's going to hunt and fish. But hopefully, by educating them early, that when they become voters or they get involved with whatever civic organizations or local communities or just becoming good neighbors or land stewards or property owners, that they'll reflect back on their time as kids and they'll understand the importance of what we need to do to protect, you know, the habitat, manage the wildlife, you know, for whatever recreation it may be, but it'd be able to protect it for the next generation.
And getting them out there in the woods and on the water early is the key.
National surveys have indicated that if kids are not engaged in outdoor activities by the age of 15, they're never going to get involved, or it's going to be almost impossible to get them involved.
We all learned how to hunt and fish and love the outdoors from somebody. Chances are it was a parent, but not necessarily. Our mission now is to get every kid an opportunity to enjoy our great wildlife resources. And we as adults need to also understand that does not mean catching a fish or killing a squirrel. It means having fun.
Have fun. If they want to fish, let them fish. If they just want to ride around the boat, let them ride around the boat. This is about as much fun as you can have, except hopefully catching a few fish on the end of your line. But don't give them too much, and don't have too much expectation.
Just get out there and let it happen. Get your kids started this summer on a lifelong pursuit of outdoor activities. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.